Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really glad you're with us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Hey, listen to me. You leave your money in the bank, you're going to lose it. Dodd-Frank 2010, we know that's true. What are you going to do? You're probably saying, what are my options, Dave? There are many, many options, but I want you to think about logic for a second. You leave your retirement in the bank. It's backed by the dollar, which is failing. If you let Noble Gold take it out of the bank, put it under your control, and back it with gold, gold's held its value for 6,000 years. We don't have to go any further than this, but we could do the same thing for your bank account. Diversify, diversify, diversify. We're not saying take everything out of the bank. We're saying leave operating capital and diversify the rest. So when the hit comes and the banks go down, you're not losing everything. I want you to give me a call. Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. And they'll walk you through everything in a no pressure setting. You literally have to close your own deal. 877-646-5347. Now, the FTC wants me to give you this warning that all investments carry an inherent risk. And past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I'll just answer it this way. I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven. There you go. I think actions speak louder than words. 877-646-5347. All right, we have a unique situation, don't we? We really do. What are we going to do with regard to this problem? This dilemma. Do you know what I'm even talking about? Let me put it to you this way. The deliberate dumbing down of America is true. There's been books written about it. I've interviewed a person who served in the Reagan administration in the Department of Education. I interviewed the head of the Arizona Education Department. They all say the same thing, deliberate dumbing down of America. But it's not quite what they're saying. I do agree with their assessments about curriculum and woke agenda and so forth, lowering academic achievement. There's no question, but there's something different. The lowering of IQ, the deliberate dumbing down is true and it's in the water. In a shocking revelation, the CDC admitted under oath that fluoride is toxic to humans, especially infants, and it causes neurological damage and lowers IQ. It also does a whole lot more than that. The revealer was, his name is Casey Hannon. He's the director of Oral Health Division of the Center of Disease Control, and he's responsible for providing leadership in this area. And he said that what we have seen and what the conspiracy theorists have said for years, right? Conspiracy theorists in air quotes, neurological issues, lower IQ, cancer. And this was echoed by Casey Hannon. It's now all on the record. And Casey Hannon said the CDC agrees with the NRC that it's apparent the fluorides have the ability to interfere with the function of the brain and the body by direct and indirect means. This is really disturbing. But they refused to study the upper level tolerance of fluoride levels for babies, toddlers, kids, teens, or adults to find out how much is too much. So they admit there's a problem. But we won't tell you how much the problem is. That's like saying the banks are in trouble. We won't tell you which ones they are because you might take your money out. This is a huge problem. But what we know now is chemicalized tap water is a biological weapon of mass destruction, and the US government has known about it and purposely utilized it against Americans for 80 years. This is what we're coming out with now. Here's what's really interesting. I mean, let me just clear this up. Are you saying, Dave, this is coffee and tea and juice? Yes, I'm saying that. If it comes from tap water, I'm saying that. But you know what's really interesting? You know why this is done? The Jews put fluoride in the, excuse me, the Nazis put fluoride in the drinking water of Jews in the concentration camps. Why? So they'd be passive and not try to escape. Can you think of another reason why the powers that be would do that to the American people? Maybe because what they had planned was so horrific. Now, when did this originate? During the Roosevelt years. Isn't that interesting? And what were they? They were technocrats of their day. That's exactly right. There you have it. Water purification is where you got to go get a good system. Don't subject your kids to this. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Make sure you check out the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.